Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The city of San Antonio is eyeballing some land just outside of the city limits. They're looking to annex. The move would include about 200,000 people into the city proper in the next 6 years. It would make San Antonio the fifth largest city in the nation. But for folks who live out in that newly annexed area, it means paying city taxes and going by city ordinances and code compliance. Well, what do you think about the city annexation plan? Do you live in this area? We want to hear from you. We invite you to join our conversation. Give us a call at 614-8980-210, 614-8980. And you can email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org and go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Viana Davila. She is a transportation reporter for the San Antonio Express News, and she has been covering this annexation process. Viana, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. Thanks.
So what areas are we talking about?
So we're looking at five areas, kind of ringing the city. One is out I-10 in the La Cantera area, so north of 1604, kind of near Camp Bullis, west of I-10. Another area is that 281 area, again, north of 1604, kind of abutting the Comal County line. The third area is also I-10, but I-10 going towards Houston. So closer to Converse. That area is a little bit more developed, a little more middle-income to lower-income housing in that area. In the 281 and the other I-10 area, you have a little bit more new housing. And the fourth area is that 151-1604 area, kind of Alamo Ranch. That's the area of Bexar County that's seen the biggest population boom. And then the last area is around Lackland Air Force Base, again, kind of Highway 90 area, abutting against the county line, where apparently the base is a little concerned about some of the development encroaching on their mission there.
Now, the people who live out there, the homeowners, it's estimated that they will see a property tax increase of 20 to 25%. This is after the annexation is said and done. There is quite a process in getting there.
Sure.
But, and the people who live out in these areas moved out there because they didn't want to live in the city of San Antonio. They didn't want to pay property taxes, and they didn't want to live by the city's rules. So there's going to be some pushback, I imagine.
Yeah, I imagine there will be. You know, we just put this story out, so I haven't heard too much from actual residents, but I'm really curious as this actually goes to council, because technically council, when they vote on this in December, assuming that still happens, they could eliminate one of the five from the beginning. You know, they could say, we do not want to pursue, you know, this one. And then once they do vote, whether they send all five for consideration or three or two, then it'll be another year. For three of the sections, it'll be another year before they actually officially go forth with the limited purpose annexation. For the other, it'll be 2 years in 2016. So I think that's when you're going to start having people kind of coming out and voicing their concerns. I mean, the question is, why did people move to some of these areas? Is it to get out of the city limits? Is it for the schools, for northeast, north side, on that northern half? You know, what's the reason?
The phone lines are open. If you live out in these areas and you have questions or concerns about becoming part of the city of San Antonio proper and paying city property taxes, the number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. As you said, there is a process. The city council is expected to vote on this in December, and then in January they will start preparing a regulatory and zoning plans. In April, there will be a fiscal analysis, and starting in June and during the summertime, there will be community meetings, and there will also be public hearings. And until the annexation is in effect, that is in December of 2015. What would be the upside for the people who live out there in these areas? Would suddenly they have police and fire and trash pickup, and that's a good thing?
Right. Well, I guess it depends on your perspective. You know, the city would be required to provide a certain level of fire and police service to these areas. Right now they're covered by the Bexar County Sheriff's Department. They're also, covered by mainly by volunteer fire departments. Sometimes those fire departments have agreements either with other volunteer fire departments and also with the city of San Antonio. So in the case of, you know, a major disaster, the city might respond. But to most, you know, I hate to use the word routine, but routine fires, it'll be a volunteer fire department showing up at your door. You know, same with trash pickup. There's not a city of San Antonio waste pickup. Those have to be contracted as well. So I guess the theory is for residents, you know, you'll be able to get, if the city's making the argument, you'll be able to get better service, you know, more protection. The police department is far larger than the sheriff's department. The fire department is far larger. So those are things that they might, you know, be trying to sell this as a good thing for those folks.
Right. Also, you would get better response times and better coverage. Maybe you'll see your home insurance rates go down some because a volunteer fire department, they really can't respond fast enough to, you know, put out a fire. They can, but they're really good at keeping it from wiping out an entire neighborhood.
Well, I don't want to say that a volunteer fire department couldn't respond fast enough. I just think the city's response times typically are a little higher. So that might be an incentive. And another thing I forgot to mention is the city would be required, you know, they would provide parks or libraries, other amenities that maybe we don't think about. We think about the city services that they provide.
Okay. All right. Let's get Mike Smith on with this conversation. He is with the Oaklands Homeowners Association. He's called in. Mike Smith, welcome to The Source.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing good, sir. Tell me what your reaction is to the proposition of being annexed by the city of San Antonio.
Well, we knew this was coming on for quite some time and knew that they had to go through quite a few hoops and hurdles to get it to where they could annex us. The general feel for my neighbors in my subdivision feel that we're not really going to gain or benefit that much more by having been annexed into the city. They've told us that because we were a gated community that, you know, our streets will still be our full responsibility. We feel that we're being adequately served by, you know, our fire department. We've never had a problem in our neighborhood. I've been very blessed about that. But, you know, with the proximity of the fire department there in Bulverde as well as the one on Bulverde over by Johnson High School, we know that we're being well served there. The sheriff's department has been very quick to respond to anything that's happened out there. So the general feel for my, you know, for the folks that live out in the Oaklands is what really are we going to benefit other than paying a lot of additional revenue on a yearly basis in taxes? And, I mean, having lived there now for 12 years, I'll pretty much feel the same way. I mean, the city's not going to provide us with any more parks or anything like I just heard in there other than we're funding everybody else for the amenities that they're going to get. And really, other than having the ability to have some police protection out there, which we are currently served by, you know, the sheriff's department, we're not seeing those kind of problems. So I look at it more as, I hate to use the word cash grab, but that's exactly kind of the way we feel about it, is they're going out for us, Mountain Lodge, Summer Glen, Timberwood, all these areas out here, taking in all these homes, that they basically said, we're not doing anything for your community other than providing you with some additional services that you may be receiving right now, but maybe at a better, you know, at a better level. And we haven't had any issues yet.
So you didn't ask for them to come annex you?
No, we did not. Matter of fact, the bulk of our residents don't want it because they don't want the extra taxes. We already feel we're burdened enough with, school and county taxes, much less adding to city taxes, which we really don't benefit from.
So do you think you would be able to fight this off?
No. No, we're not large enough to fight City Hall.
Even if all the different little associations got together and were able to speak with one voice?
I would say it would be an uphill battle. I've seen the way the politics are played in the city of San Antonio, and I don't think they'd get anywhere. They're going to get their way.
So how are you going to make the best out of this situation?
We just deal with it. I mean, everybody knows it's been coming for a couple of years now. When they first presented it to us, they knew that we had a 3 to 5 year window, and it looks like that window's finally fixing to close. So at the time, we said, get ready, folks, it's coming. There's nothing we can do about it, so everybody's pretty much geared up for it. That's one of the things you just have to tighten your belt on and take the lick.
You think any of the Homeowners Association members will be moving further out to get away from the city?
No, not due to that. They may be moving out from the toll road, but they're not going to be moving out due to the city taxes. That's a whole other issue.
don't even mention that.
our problem with the Oaklands is we only have one way in and one way out. We don't have a back door. And so we're stuck no matter what happens when the toll road comes in. We tried multiple different times to gain access over to Stone Oak.
Okay.
And there's just no way to do it.
Mike Smith, president of the Oaklands Homeowners Association. First, we tried to steal your football team, and now we're going to make you part of the city. Is that the deal?
Well,
all right, sir. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us an update. This is The Source on KSTX. We're talking about annexation in San Antonio. Stay tuned. Call in 210-614-8980. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The city of San Antonio will move from the nation's seventh largest city to the fifth largest city with a population of about 1.8 million people by 2020. That's if the city council adopts the staff's recommendation to annex five areas around the city in the county, right outside of the city limits. And these are high growth areas, a lot of activity and development in these areas. With me to talk about that is Viana Davila. She is a transportation reporter at the San Antonio Express News, and she's been covering this issue. So we just heard from the Mr. Smith of Oakland, their house development. What do you think about what he had to say, Viana?
I mean, I understand the sentiment. Obviously, the property taxes are far lower in Bexar County. Well, they're lower than in the city. But one thing, I want to point out a couple things. Yes, the city has said that overall they're going to gain. You know, I know he mentioned the word cash grab. You know, the city has said overall if they were to annex all five of these areas, they would have a net revenue gain. In other words, they'd collect more in taxes and such and fees than they would lose. In terms of what they'd pay to provide service. But, you know, I have a couple of side notes to that. You know, one is that the area out there, the Converse sort of I-10 area going towards Houston, that's the one area where they've said they would actually lose money because the needs out there are much greater in terms of services than some of the other, you know, four. And the idea being there, that area, it's northeast Bexar County, there's like Camelot. Some of those areas out there that really, I think the city's argument desperately needs services because there are some, you know, higher levels of crime and social service needs, and that, you know, to bring them in would not only possibly benefit those areas, but also the surrounding areas that are affected by that. You know, so that's one argument the city saying we can improve this area. Another argument the city has by bringing any of these in is that they can have more control. In terms of not just being able to collect revenue, but in terms of being able to control the zoning. Right now, they have no zoning control in these areas, so trying to plan a little better. I mean, the city is just growing at this, in terms of population, incredible pace. And when growth happens in the county, there's a lot less control over it. There are less rules that apply. And so I think that's part of their justification. You know, the city has said that this is one phase, sort of the next phase of what they want to do is bring in areas that are not as developed so they can really have a greater degree of control in those areas. So to say that it's completely about revenue, I don't know that it's totally accurate.
Right. And 200,000 people being added to the city just like that, that's a good size city in Texas. That's
sure.
Like Midland or
right.
Amarillo, you know, suddenly becoming part right. of San Antonio. So let's get some of callers on the air. Dan has called in. Dan, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you. I feel that the people that live in that area get all the benefits from living so close to a wonderful city. They can go to Spurs games and museums and art shows and concerts. And my feeling is that, you know, they should pay the same taxes that everybody else pays to have those benefits. Thanks. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, Dan, thank you for your call. So a lot of these benefits, amenities that the city mm-hmm. provides through third-party funding, supporting art organizations, that's a benefit, right, Viana?
Sure. I mean, and what you said about kind of goes back to something else happening at the city right now, which I think will happen hand-in-hand with annexation, is the city's, you know, embarking on a comprehensive plan. Again, trying to plan future growth a little bit better. Even without this annexation, the city is expected 1.1 million more people to live here by, I think, 2040. So where do you put them? And that's sort of driving this, you know, this idea of trying to get more people to move back in.
Right, infill development.
Infill development, exactly, because it's sort of the idea of like a, you know, a wheel with spokes. Like the longer, the farther out you get, it's not as stable. Right.
Sure.
And I think there's this feeling that it gets more expensive to put infrastructure out there. And yeah, these people are benefiting from some of the amenities, but if they were to move farther in, that might help too.
Okay, back to the phone lines. Cindy is here. Cindy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. So I have a couple of comments and then maybe some questions. But I do know, so I'm in Mountain Lodge. I'm not far from the Oaklands, as the first gentleman said. And I don't see that we would benefit from actually being taxed. I understand it will probably happen. But at this point, we already get a different charge, say, for example, our water. My dad lives in Leon Valley, and we have taken our water bills, both from SAWS, and both of them line by line. We're actually charged more in Stone Oak than he is in Leon Valley. And I don't know why that is, other than to say this is more of an affluent area. So I think that already we're paying the difference. We're already contributing into the city by paying a different rate for the same water coming out of the same source. So I'm not sure what San Antonio City Council stand is on that, but does that mean then they'll lower the rates? Because if I'm getting, right now I pay almost $11,000 in taxes a year. So that'll bump it up to about, let's say, $13.50 on the conservative side, $13.5, just for trash, really, at this point, to be added, to be taken away. But I only pay $127 a quarter privately to have them come in. They're not going to fix the streets because it's gated, so we're still going to be responsible for that in our HOA. I don't see how we are going to really benefit from anything else in regards to that, because we already pay a high tax rate anyway for the schools. So now you're just putting a property tax on that on top of that. I don't see where, at what point do we stop getting penalized?
Okay, Cindy, thank you for your call. That's a question that I can't answer. Vianna, I don't think you can answer that either. But it's certainly we can get a feel for what the mood of people are who live in that area.
Right. I mean, yeah, no, I'm not surprised, you know, to hear from Cynthia. You know, I can understand that sentiment. You know, I would be curious, you know, I don't cover SAWS as a beat, so, you know, I can't tell her much about just using that example, the water, you know, issue. But I think that's one of the arguments
she's
making, is that, you know, the farther out you go, the more expensive it is to live.
Okay, let me get City Councilman Mike Gallagher in on this conversation. Councilman Gallagher, welcome to The Source.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Glad to be here.
And sure. And so what's your reaction to people who say, I don't want the city to come out here. We're just fine.
Yeah. First of all, let me say I am very supportive of annexation. In fact, if anything, I think that the city has not been aggressive enough in annexation. And the main reason that I say that is more for the protection of the future of the city. There are plenty of examples around the state where cities have absolutely been circled by smaller municipalities and have been unable to do any kind of comprehensive planning or anything else. The other thing I'd say about it is we need to find better ways to protect our water sources and things like that. And unless that the city can control those areas, that's not going to happen. Yes, there's going to be a lot of growing pains, but, you know, this is something that we've got to do.
So when people live in that area, they say, we do not want to be annexed, they really don't have a voice?
No, I think they do. I think that's really one of the reasons why we have what they call a limited purpose annexation, where that there's that 3-year period in which the city can take a close look at what's been happening in that particular area, and no taxes are collected during that time, and then there we go to that full purpose annexation if that indeed would be the next step.
So the taxes do not go up until the services are there. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Now, how do we make sure that this?
How expensive those are.
So,
I mean, you know, that's public safety or fire, it's solid waste, libraries, public works, and so forth.
In the past, decades past, the city had annexed areas and had not provided the services that they were supposed to in a timely basis. That has changed, right? New state laws.
Oh, yeah, I've been most impressed, in fact, since I got on council and watched how it is city staff has looked at that sort of problem and gone after it very, very carefully.
Now these areas have to comply with code compliance. But did they have to do that before under the ETJ?
Well, it just depends, and it depends on what the issue is. Also, you know, whether or not there's grandfather clauses for specific problems and so forth. So each one of those would have to be examined.
Okay, let's get a caller in on this. Jerry has called in. Jerry, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just have a comment, and maybe one of your panelists can address it. I live in the northernmost part of Stone Oak, the area that's being proposed annexation, and I just think this is a way of a creative way for the city to subsidize other areas of town that may need more city services than we. I don't know when the last time was that I saw a police, fire, or EMS at our neighborhood or streets, and that's because we're out in the county. But with that said, we're in pretty good shape, and I just see that the benefits would be very, very marginal for my particular neighborhood.
All right, Jerry.
I know Councilman Cryer would be very happy. Maybe he'll get some additional policemen that would live in the city now.
Okay. So, Mike Gallagher, reaction to Jerry's comments.
No, I think he makes a good point, but he's got to realize that this sprawl will happen. You can either control it or you can just let it be wild sprawl, which could cause a whole set of new problems if it is not planned for. And so I think that's the protection he needs like anybody else would need.
Okay, another caller, Patricia. You're on the air. Patricia, you're on The Source.
Hi. I used to live in Bexar County. I moved out of Bexar County in 1995 because of this very thing. I had lived in three different areas of Bexar County. Each time, each area ended up getting annexed, and I had was forced to pay city taxes but was not provided with city services. And finally in 95, I said, you know, to heck with this. I'm getting out of Bexar County. So I moved over to Comal.
Okay.
And I have to say that the process, they do not allow the voice of people.
All right, Patricia, thank you for the call. So Councilman Gallagher, you think you'll see other people like Patricia moving further away?
No, in fact, we're going to see just exactly the opposite, because the one thing that developers do is they come in and look to see if there's rules on the table, and they will want to go where they know what's going to happen, that there is some kind of long-range plan, a way to get the residents of whatever community they're putting together to be able to go downtown and so forth, and they can't do it if that there are no laws or jurisdiction in that area.
Mike Gallagher, District 10 City Council member, thank you for joining us. Viana Davila, transportation reporter for the San Antonio Express News. And one thing you can tell people that when they become part of the city proper, that their cheers for the Spurs, they count more. This is The Source on KSTX.